The next patient is Tammy Cobb. The last name is C-O-B-B. C-O beta beta. Tammy. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white female. Is a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who is referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a laboratory workup that was done on April the 12th of 2023, in which the serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 25, and the estimated GFR was 59. Prior to that, in September of 2022, the patient had a creatinine of 0.9 with a BUN of 18 and estimated GFR of 66. The albumin creatinine ratio is 8, which is within the normal range. In other words, the patient doesn't have proteinuria. She has been taking metformin, hemoglobin A1C is 5.3. I had the opportunity to review the results of the CT scan and of the abdominal ultrasound. There is no evidence of alterations in the kidney, no evidence of obstruction. Period. The kidney function is completely normal. Number two, the patient has a hiatal hernia that is probably the major problem that the patient has at the present time. She underwent surgery. However, the surgery was not effective. She recently had endoscopy, and the upper endoscopy was consistent with the non-digested food still retaining in the hernia. The patient has had cough. I had the opportunity to discuss the case with the patient as well as the daughter that is a physician assistant in Tampa. And this problem has to be addressed rather soon in order to avoid complications associated to the hiatal hernia. Following number, the patient has anemia. The anemia is most likely associated to iron deficiency. She has responded to the infusions of iron in the past. There was a hemoglobin, that was thirteen point seven. In April, when the patient receiving infusions of iron, the absorption of the iron probably is compromised, and that is another problem that has to be evaluated. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading was 134 over 80. The patient is very well controlled. At one time, following number, at one time the patient was told to be glucose intolerance and was placed on metformin. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.3. Period. At this point, we are going to return the patient to the care of Dr. Beltre, since there is not any compromising the kidney function, we are not going to pursue any more diagnostic tests from the kidney point of view. Paragraph, thanks for your kind reference. Period.